Good morning, everyone. Would I surprise anyone by saying this is a beautiful morning? And you know what? I'm not thinking about the snow. I am thinking about what we can do here on a Sunday morning, every Sunday morning. We have the opportunity to gather around to hear God speak to us. Do we really believe that? When we read the scriptures, it's not the words of some man of ancient times. It's the word of the living God, who is as alive and real as any one of us sitting here in church this morning. We listen to the word of God, who speaks to us, for us. And we go better than that. We gather around the altar to hear the Lord Jesus say to us again, "This is my body, this is my blood shed for you." My dear friends, if we think on those two things, every Sunday morning is a beautiful, beautiful morning. And there are millions of people around the world this very Sunday who would be delighted to have the beautiful kind of morning we have, just by gathering here in this church to hear the Lord speak to us, his words of consolation and encouragement, and to hear the Lord say to us, "This is my body, this is my blood, this is my everything for you." It is a beautiful morning because we have a beautiful message. I think of the church in China where millions would die for the opportunity to have our particular beautiful morning gathered to hear the word of God and to celebrate the Holy Eucharist. I found something other beautiful the last couple of weeks when I got a letter from a student at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. She's a sophomore there, and she had just returned from a conference in Arizona where there were 10,000 Catholic young men and women from colleges around the nation. They were gathered there for what? To hear some Bible studies, to hear the Word of God, to hear special speeches about the church, about the world around them, and to celebrate the Mass. And this particular young lady said, "I was so moved by this, and then there was this great outdoor procession with the Blessed Sacrament. I was standing there in the grass, and when it came past me, I knelt down in the grass and cried, overpowered by the wonder and the beauty of God's love for us and how close he is to us." Dear friends, our Catholic faith is one beautiful experience of life, and it enriches life every time that we truly try to live the wonderful gift that is ours. And those 10,000 young men and women who went off for this particular week are going to come back trying to shed some light, the gospel today, the first reading today, the response today, about the light. Those young men and women are going to try to shed some of God's light into the dark corners of the world in which they live, at the university campus, at their hometowns, wherever. There is a lot of darkness in our land at the present moment, and they are going to be those who will get all kinds of insult along the way and be told that they have some kind of mental or emotional illness. They're going to be harassed. They're going to be belittled. And it's precisely those who do the belittling and the harassing that these good young men and women are going to try to change. You know, these people are almost considered to be some strangers in the land. And how many people here, how many people who think about this with any depth, recognize that those who don't go to church on Sunday are un-American? Do you realize our founder said, This democracy that we're putting together demands people of religious faith, people of responsibility, people of a sense of patriotism, people of a sense of dignity and need to look after one another. And the place they're going to find this stuff is when they go to church on Sunday and hear the scriptures read and a sermon given in regard to these things. And those who stay away from church, try that out at the local pub someday, are un-American. Be ready to run for the door. But that is exactly what not going to church amounts to. And look, in a day when more and more people stay away from church, are we having a richer and better society? I mean, not in terms of finances, but in terms of how people use this beautiful gift of faith, the beautiful gift of life, I wanted to say. How many, you know, friends, think on this. We have an epidemic of depression and suicide among people like the 10,000 who went off to Arizona. Not among that 10,000, but among their age group. Depression, suicide, drug addiction, pornography addiction, alcohol addiction. Why? Could it be that living a life exactly as I want to do it, and as Frank Sinatra said in a song long ago, I'll do it my way, that gets so desperately boring that people can't live with themselves? We have to strive to be the best we can possibly be, and that puts some flavor into life. Talking about flavor, what did the gospel say today? You are salt to the world. Salt brings flavor to food, and the presence of Christ brings flavor to life. And take away the salt, and life soon gets to be drab and boring. You are light to the world. Dear friends, there is so much darkness in our society. You don't have to be some kind of great researcher into social patterns and just look at the paper. Watch the news for a day. There is a lot of darkness. Why the darkness? You take away the light of Christ, and there's going to be darkness. And I'm telling you, friends, as the Catholic light dims, all the world gets darker, because the Catholic light is supposed to be to bring the light of Christ into our world. And who's been charged with that? What were the first words of today's gospel? I guess I wouldn't expect you to remember it, but Jesus said to his disciples, not the apostles, or they may have been there, but he said it to his disciples. Who are the disciples? The whole crowd. And there were a lot of them. He said to the disciples, you are the salt. You are the light to the world. Get out there and spread it around, that salt. Get out there and shine it around, that light. And you know what, friends? Those words are read to us on this fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time, this Sunday in February, because you and I are the disciples. And if the world is getting darker around us, maybe it's because we are not spreading the light. If things are getting less and less healthy, maybe because we're not bringing the preserving salt to our society. So, dear friends, ten thousand college kids, young men and women from around the nation, gathering for a week of prayer and adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and theological studies and biblical studies. You know what? I suggest that they are something of an inspiration for us. Because, you know, here is something. These kids are not holding their faith strictly to themselves. I wonder how many of us live our faith so close to the vest that people who live four doors from us don't even know we're Catholic. We've been asked to spread the light, asked to spread the salt. We can't do it by playing a game so close to the vest, as I said, that no one recognizes who we are as a Catholic Christian people. The 10,000 are an inspiration, and they are a source of hope. Enjoyed being here this weekend. I hope that God bless you with a nice Sunday afternoon and find some other thing to do other than shovel snow, and that you have a good week. And for those of you who are worried about if I'm going to get back to the cross, say one little prayer for me instead of just worrying. I'll make it. The Lord be with you.